residents voice their concerns at a town hall, and we break down the history of biosolids in Yuma. I'm Alexandra Rangel, and you're listening to KAWC's Arizona Edition. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays held a town hall in Yuma to address community concerns about biosolids.
We have to take care of our own stuff, but we shouldn't be taking stuff from California.
And we sit down with Yuma County Board of Supervisors Lynn Pancrazzi to talk about why she's joining a committee tasked with addressing biosolids concerns.
Flies are the nastiest things I can think of other than cockroaches.
These stories coming up on Arizona Edition.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
This is Arizona Edition. I'm Alexandra Rangel. Biosolids have become the focus of growing concern in Yuma County, with residents voicing complaints about odors, flies, and other issues they believe are impacting quality of life. But what exactly are biosolids, and why is a town hall needed to address concerns? Biosolids are treated human waste left over after wastewater is cleaned at a treatment plant. They're commonly used as fertilizer on agricultural land. In Yuma County, they're primarily applied to crops such as Sudan grass and other crops that are not directly consumed by people. A biosolids operation in Yuma County, which handles treated biosolids, has community members questioning their practices. These concerns are primarily fueled by a fly problem people say is getting worse. Civic engagement reporter Carmen Marquez heard these concerns firsthand from residents. She brings us the latest from Thursday's Biosolids Town Hall.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today.
For KAWC, this is Carmen Marquez.
I'm Chris Mays. I'm your Attorney General. My team is here to hear from you and to understand what is going on.
We put fly traps out there. They get filled just like everyone else near us. It's a little disheartening because it seems like our beautiful town is constantly being used. And I just really appreciate you coming out here and taking your time and listening to us. And I just, my question is, what can be done to avoid this? And what can be done that in the future we are not put in this position?
First of all, it's way more than just flies in our community. It's polluting our water. It eventually is going to get to our water table. I am a concerned citizen for my future in Yuma foothills. And we know what water means to our communities. We have parts of Arizona you can't even get water. Yet we're allowing another state. What we're doing is we're selling our health. You're selling our health. Who is making these regulations that are making this acceptable in our community? That is so bad that it can't even be kept in their own state.
An unexpected turnout at the Yuma Civic Center Town Hall for Biosolids drew more than 250 Yuma residents who came to express their concerns. Large animal veterinarian Dr. Daniel Opfenring Amavisca, who treats horses and cattle, assures there's been an anecdotal severe increase in flies around Yuma.
There's a number of pathologies that can affect horses and other large animals related to even domestic flies. So domestic house flies can cause a problem called migrating habernema. They can infest tissue in horses. They can also cause almost granular lesions. We're seeing an increase in that problem. We are also seeing an increase in potential infectious cases at our practice itself. We are also seeing an issue where we are having hospitalized patients or our own animals that live at our homes or around our practice where we're seeing a lot of these fly vectors and problems. You know, this is just an issue that is concerning to the community. It's concerning to us as practice owners in this area and as the doctors that treat the animals.
Dr. Danielle included an example of a similar outbreak in Texas, where PFAs from biosolid waste have been linked to infections in cattle where biosolids were spread on land.
There have been several cases in other states that are currently ongoing. One's in Johnson County, Texas, where the PFAS from biosolid waste spreading has been infecting cattle where the biosolids were spread on land where ranchers are grazing their cattle and where they are growing food such as the alfalfa that we grow out on the mesa that is then fit for animal consumption. We don't just grow food here for human consumption. We also export alfalfa, hay products, and drink the water in this area that goes for animal consumption too. Even though this is a human community issue with the flies, I think there are also some deeper considerations that we need to make in terms of our own health and safety, but also that of those people that consume the products that come out of this area, both animal products, animal feed, and human intended products.
12 employees from AgTech and Western Express showed up to oppose the closure of their companies. Rodolfo De Anda has been a truck driver at Western Express for 7 years and is afraid for his future.
Well, I'm trying to protect my job. These people are trying to leave more than 100 families without a job. See, a lot of families have been living out of working with biosolids, and they're getting misinformation. Biosolids is not dangerous. I don't see old people with cancer or anything like that here in town, you know? Think about this, more than 100 families, so that means 100 homes in Yuma County. They're gonna be without a job because of these people are giving misinformation. So I'm here to support my job. When I pick up my loads, there's no flies. There's more flies at the landfill with a lot of the products like citrus make flies, and they don't see that. I mean, I've been almost 7 years with this company, and I know a lot of people that have been more than 20 years, and I haven't heard any of them getting sick or getting cancer or anything like that. So that's a lot of, like I said, false information.
They're trying to end our jobs.
Okay. How long have you been working there?
14 years.
About how many workers are being affected?
About 80. Western, AgTech, and then the mechanics and everybody else.
Hello, everybody. I was one of those soldiers that was stationed here and liked it so much. Retired, came back. This is where I want to make my home.
Yay. Thank you for your service.
The guys from AgTech, man, I want you to have your jobs, but there's no one in here that would trade money for the help. No one.
And although the biosolids in Yuma have been an issue for more than 40 years, the Yuma townspeople seem to have a local hero.
Tyler.
We're a town of our number of people that live here sway, you know, between 1 and 200,000, depending on the time of the year. And this is just people, not industry, just human beings. We are bringing in about 9 million people's waste here for a community of 100 to 200,000 people that also happens to grow the majority of the leafy greens. I must ask you guys to recognize that we are an agriculture town, and things like this are about the worst things that can happen to these kind of industries. And this has been going on for 40 years. I'm sure you guys have seen the different complaints. AgTech did fail their ADEQ thing last year and was allowed to continue. I don't know why. So given the fact that we have zero clue what has been dumped in our environment in the last few decades, the impacts of this, because we grow food here and it is our primary industry, are so big. I don't think it's that much to ask just to, like, it's been 40 years, let's test the soil. Thank you.
Tyler Woodman, owner of the Lemon Grove in Yuma, has used his platform to create hundreds of reposts and reshares, sparking viral attention on the issue. Incoming Yuma City Council member Henry Valenzuela raised the question.
So as the Attorney General, What can you do about the issues that we have involving the biosolids dumping in Yuma? And then how long will that take?
The Arizona legislature doesn't particularly like the fact that I'm not shy about using nuisance law. And it's my job as the top law enforcement officer of the state of Arizona to enforce the law against the facts on the ground.
Residents, public health officials, and industry representatives left the town hall with more questions than answers. Calls for soil testing, clearer regulation, and a transparent review of biosolids practices in Yuma are growing. Attorney General Chris Mays said she would have an answer near December. For KAWC, this is Carmen Marquez.
After the break, we'll have more with Lynn Pancrazzi.
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
This is Arizona Edition. I'm Alexandra Rangel. Ahead of Thursday's Biosolids Town Hall, we sat down with Yuma County District 5 Supervisor Lynn Pancrazzi. She was recently appointed to the state's Biosolids Committee. She explains why she believes a number of factors are contributing to the growing fly problem.
Yes, it's been an issue for a very long time, especially in the spring, from like February all the way to May, or till it gets really hot, and then they kind of dissipate.
Lynn, thank you so much for being here with us. It's been an issue that's been with the Yuma residents, with the Yuma County for many years, more than 30 years, but it's become very popular and very trendy and viral in the last year, in the last months.
Oh, no. Since 2012.
Okay. We have a minimum of 43 dump trucks of human waste per day coming into Yuma, minimum.
From California, from LA and in Riverside counties, yes.
Yes. So we're not only dealing with our own human waste,
our
but it's
waste.
California waste. Now, I want to hear about the trajectory. What's the story? When did it start? Why did it start? What's the root cause?
Well, let me go back to way before my time. The agricultural industry went to the state legislature and asked for legislation that would exempt them from any county regulations anywhere in the state. And that passed. And since then, the agriculture industry in Yuma County has been either is been regulated either by the state or the federal government, but the county has no authority to put regulations on anything that has to do with agriculture. I just proposed, and the county supervisors passed an ordinance that requires any waste coming from another state, any other state, have to have a special use permit approved by the county supervisors. And that passed, and that's in place, but it doesn't include agriculture, anything that has to do with agriculture. So the biosolids industry has been here for 30 to 40 years. Kenny Evans, who is now retired and lives up in Payson, started the business that long ago. And he sold it, and then some local people bought it. The mother now lives in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and her daughter and son run that business here in town, and it's called AgTech. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they take biosolids from California and Yuma County and the mm-hmm. city of Yuma, and they use it as fertilizer for crops up on the mesa. So they're called circle crops, but they're sprinkled with big circle sprinklers that run them. And they use state trust land. They lease state trust land, and they grow alfalfa and sedan grass and sell it. You know, they sell it to a broker, and that broker sells it to whomever it's in the market for it. But they get, they're getting on average 43 truckloads of biosolids into Yuma every day.
And Lynn, can you clarify? We have two different levels of waste, right? Level A and B. So it's yes. not any kind of waste.
Well, and there's anything below B, we don't take, okay? Because there's only A and B. And we take level B, which has some pharmaceuticals and some heavy metals in it. But it has gone through waste treatment plants in California and been certified to be clean at a level B. It's put into these huge dump trucks. It's wet and sticky when they put it in there, and they only fill those trucks, my understanding is, they only fill them halfway so that as they come over from California and they dry out, they expand, and then you have a whole truckload when they go to dump.
And Lynn, you recently visited this facility, this area. Can you tell us what you saw?
Well, 3 weeks ago, I went on a tour put on by AgTech. I ask all kinds of questions, like how many truckloads do you have and who do you sell to and, you know, all those kind of questions. And then we went out and saw what they do. And they dump a truck. A backhoe takes it, puts it on the circle. A tractor takes that circle and goes in the circle and spreads it out. And it's used as fertilizer for alfalfa or sedan grass. Then that's harvested and it's sold to a broker. Now, 43 truckloads from California, the first piece of legislation we tried to pass in 2012, or back in 2014, 16, right in there, Tim Dunn ran it, and we got all kinds of opposition from the rest of the state. Because any kind of legislation you run at the state level impacts the entire state, and other places in Arizona don't have this issue. So that legislation that we tried to pass went nowhere. He did get a watered-down one passed just recently, and then he also got the biosolids, Tim did, he also got the biosolids study committee put in the for the land department to get the renewal of their division.
What did the opposition have to say, or what was their stance?
That puts all kinds of restrictions on them that they don't have with the issues with the flies. They don't have the issues with encroaching on any kind of growth in the area, you know, that is moving out that direction. They really don't, you know, they don't have flies like we do. Flies are the nastiest things I can think of other than cockroaches. I'm serious. And they carry salmonella, they carry E. coli, you name it. They carry all kinds of stuff that are hazardous to us.
So Yuma residents are complaining. They've been complaining about yes. large number of flies,
yes.
strong unpleasant odors, a lower quality of life.
Yes.
You were just mentioning Orange Grove Elementary is not allowed to go to
recess during yeah. those months because the flies, Orange Grove is just down the road from all of those produce dump, AgTech, and the hazardous waste dump out there. And the flies are so bad that they don't let them out for recess during that time. The other thing is the paste, I always get this messed up, pest abatement that they do on the mesa for the gnats. It's an issue. Those catchers catch all these flies in them, so much so that they can't. They take over those jars and they can't test for gnats. So, yes, do we have a fly issue? Yes. Do we need to make sure that something is done to eliminate those flies? I can tell you they have wasps that you can put out there that eat those flies, larvae. They also have sterile male flies that you can order and put out there, and so that they mate once and then they die. Well, they're going to mate and they're sterile, so you're not going to have the flies. There are ways to eliminate the fly issue that is impacting Yuma County. I don't care where you live. You can, I mean, I have a friend who lives behind Dairy Queen on 22nd, and during those months of the year, he has these yellow fly catcher things with those sticky tapes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he puts one up every 2 days.
Wow.
In his backyard, and he lives right in town. So
it's impacting everyone. Yes, it's impacting people across Yuma County.
Yes, and is AgTech the one causing it? I think it's a combination of all of those things that are causing it. The other thing is all of that mesa up there sits on top of a huge aquifer, an aquifer that runs from Yuma County all the way into Mexico. And they've been doing this for, 30, 40 years now, where they take, they inject the septage and then they spread the biosolids. So you're talking 30 or 40 years of this soil being used to fertilize. Now, will that impact the aquifer? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. When ADEQ came down, when they've come down and tested, they've come down several times. They caught one company that's no longer here. They've moved out of the state because they got cited by ADEQ. Thanks to, I won't mention his name, but a gentleman who flies his plane over there and took some pictures and we sent him to ADEQ. ADEQ is the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. And we sent him up there and they came down and they cited this company. It wasn't AgTech and that company no longer operates in Yuma County, but it's an issue. It's a big issue. So we're, we've developed this committee to look at it and see what we can do.
Yeah, this issue is so real that a committee was made. So now, how does Yuma successfully end with this issue, right?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, there's going to be a lot of very educated people on this committee, from environmentalists to land people, to people who know, you know, all of whether or not that fertilizer is getting into the groundwater, all that stuff. They'll be able, I mean, this committee is going to be made up of people with a lot more knowledge than I have.
Arizona Edition is a production of KAWC Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments are welcome. Send them to az@kawc.org. You can also connect with KWC on Facebook and Instagram. Our theme music was used with permission and composed by Stephen Hennig and performed by members of the Yuma Jazz Company. More information at yumajazz.com. I'm Alexandra Rangel. This is KWC's Arizona Edition. Thanks for listening.